This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin, a movement that began in 2015 in Argentina with a campaign against femicides. The killing of women, called Ni Una Menos, Not One Less, has led to a feminist surge in the country and against domestic violence, women's protection and rights, and now a push for access to abortion. In the U.S., a few years ago, professional skiers and snowboarders began pushing a hashtag, Protect Our Winters, that now has them advocating for climate protection, and an organization called Protect Our Winters since 2007 that is looking for candidates to support in the 2018 midterms. Students walked out of classes again to focus on elections as they pressed for tougher gun laws, with scores of rallies, including voter registration and ultimatums for lawmakers. Governor of Missouri, formerly an up-and-coming Republican, was charged with a second felony, this time for using a charity donor list without permission. Southwest Airlines has sent $5,000 apiece to the surviving 143 passengers from its flight recently when an engine blew out, and is adding a $1,000 voucher for future flights. Data analysis finds that 700 children have been taken from adults claiming to be their parents in the last 6 months at the Mexico-U.S. border, including 100 under the age of four. According to the Education Department, 41% of the 16,720 complaints filed to its Office of Civil Rights in a 2016 fiscal year came from just three people. Education Department is trying to disregard cases that are part of what it calls serial filings. The filings may be the same for different institutions, and DOE is trying to claim that rather than investigate, it will try to get the institutions to change. Thousands have been demonstrating for days in Nicaragua in opposition to changes in the Social Security system, which would have reduced pensions to divert some of the money to increase medical costs. Philippines President Duterte has moved to deport an Australian nun and longtime resident for joining protests against his extrajudicial drug killings, and an Italian official with the Party of European Socialists who has also been a critic. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.